I'm so thankful God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That's important. Important to know. Amen. So glad this morning to have Brother Benjamin Shoemaker to come minister to us today. Amen. And do what they'd like to. They may sing, may preach, may shout. Not sure what all, but amen. Let's give him a hand of welcome. Coming here from Sherman First Assembly.
Amen. Thankful. Amen for the opportunity. And yes, I'll go ahead and tell you, I am nervous. Y'all look a lot more of you from this side. Amen. Than when I was out there last night. Man, that was awesome last night. Amen. Being pulled. And I'm sorry, but the Lord laid pretty much the same message on my heart as well. And I'm going a little different direction, but there's one thing I've learned. I've learned not to do it my way, to do what God has said to do, and I leave it all up to Him. Amen. Again, thankful for Brother Goodwin and those that were involved in putting this truth retreat on. I appreciate the fact that you still have youth conferences, youth camps, youth rallies, youth events. Amen. Because it lets me know that God's not done with this young generation, and that God's not through with you young folks. And I appreciate seeing you young folks got a hunger for God, wanting to get closer to God, and wanting to desire to be used by God. And I'm thankful for the opportunity. Again, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. Read a familiar passage of Scripture here. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. Beginning in verse number 1. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. We're just going to read the first four verses here. Amen. Then we're going to look at the word of God and what he has to say. Amen. There, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse number 4 is where I want to preach from here this morning. It said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. I want to focus on that first little part here where it says, and no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Amen. With the help of the Holy Ghost here this morning, I want to preach a simple message entitled, No Strings Attached. Amen. If you would, one more time, stretch your hand towards heaven and ask the Lord to anoint us here this morning. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do, Father. Lord, we trust you. Lord, help us. We trust you, Lord, guide us, lead us, direct us, Lord. Help us, God, guide us through these services. God, help us, God, help us, Lord, for everything that you've caused us to do, Lord. God, I can't do this on my own. I can't do this by myself, Lord. But I need the anointing and help of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to anoint us here this morning. Meet with us around these altars, we pray. Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You can be seated. Amen. Amen. We read here, amen, in Timothy here, Paul, this is known as one of the prison epistles, and he's getting ready to, he knows his time is ending. He knows that he's fixing to suffer for the cause of Christ and all. And so he's trying to impart as much wisdom and as much knowledge as he can to young Timothy. And this is where we read and find that he's telling Timothy two things in this passage. Number one is to endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, and if you're ever, if you know anything about the military, they have to go through hard times. I mean, if you're a soldier in the United States Army or in the military, you have to go through boot camp, and it's not easy. Amen. They break your will. They break what you are to make sure that they can mold you into what they want you to be and what they need you to be. Amen. So you need to endure hardness as a good soldier. But secondly, Paul here was telling Timothy, do not entangle yourselves with the affairs of this life because it's not worth it. It's not worth getting tangled up with things in this life that could possibly one day rob you of the very fact that you make heaven your home. I mean, Paul was trying to save Timothy from being caught up in things
that this world had to offer. Amen. And we saw last night that you're pulled from every direction. You're pulled from everything, whether it's from your home, whether it's from your family, whether it's from friends at school, or whether it's from other people in your youth group, or whether it's just from yourself. You pull yourself, or just a good old fashioned, the devil likes to pull you a little bit, and you're pulled from different directions. You're told, you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, and then before you realize it, you're caught up and you're tangled up in the very thing that you did not want to get tangled in. And so Paul here was telling Timothy, he said, look, man, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier, fight the good fight of faith, but don't get entangled with the things in this world. Don't get entangled with the lies and the deceptions that the devil will throw your way. And so he was giving direction and guidance here to young Timothy, and he was doing nothing more. He was nothing more. Timothy was nothing more than a young person aspiring to be used by God. Timothy represents a lot of you here this morning. In fact, you're here this morning because you have set aside, you've dedicated your life to serve God and to be used by God. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made an effort to come here. But by virtue of the fact that you came to Truth Retreat this weekend, you made a statement in your life. You made a declaration that, hey, I'm wanting to serve the Lord. I'm wanting to get all I can from God. And so you came to a place where you can get help. And I want to let you know that this morning is a great place. It's a great time that you can get the deliverance that you need. I know last night was good, and you say, man, I missed last night. Well, God must have knew that you would have not given everything to him. Amen. Because he laid the same thing on my heart, and he's given you a second opportunity to cut yourself free from whatever it is pulling you back, from whatever it is separating you from the love, from the will of God, whatever it is that's pulling for your attention, pulling for your ambition, pulling for your time, pulling for your love and your affection. I mean, it's not worth it, friend. It's not worth you, young person, selling out yourself to aspire to be some great thing. It's not worth you selling out your calling for some little thing. I mean, Timothy was a young person just like you. He faced the same temptations you faced. He faced the same peer pressures you faced. He had to fight the same devil you fought. Yet and still, he lived a life of freedom, and he walked in victory. Amen. Timothy was just like any other young person, amen, that lives in this world and tries to live for Christ. But one thing that sets Timothy apart from any other young person that is talked about in the Bible is the fact that Timothy stayed faithful to God. He cut ties with everything else, and he was only pulled by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't believe me? Look at Demas. Demas was about the same age as Timothy. But Demas, the Bible said, and I can't remember where it's found, amen, but Paul said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. And friend, if you aren't careful, the love of this world, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of life and the pride of life, it will pull you and get a hold on you. And before you realize it, you've done forsaken the ministry. You've done forsaken your calling. You've done forsaken your church. You've done forsaken the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all because you fell in love with the world. But this morning, I want to let somebody know that you can have the tenacity of a bulldog, and you've got somebody fighting for you, that you don't have to give in. You don't have to give in. You can stay strong in the Lord. You can be pulled by the Holy Ghost, just as Brother Adams talked last night. Amen. You can be pulled in the right direction. Amen. You don't have to do this thing alone. We read, like I said, Demas at one time, he walked with Paul. He knew what it was like. He knew. He saw the messages that Paul preached. He saw the miracles that were performed. But Demas allowed himself to keep strings attached to him that would allow him to be pulled from the affairs in this life. And in 2 Timothy 4:10, just two chapters later, Paul told us that Demas forsook Paul, having loved this present world. Amen. You say, well, this little thing won't bother. This little thing won't hinder me. Friend, if you leave anything attached, the devil will pull on it. You give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile. Amen. You know, that's the old saying, but it's true. I can tell you for a fact that you can dibble dabble in the little things. You can play around in little things and think you can hide and cover it up and think it don't affect you. It does. And then it not only affects you, but it affects your ministry. It will affect your youth group. It will affect those around you. And that little thing that you think you can keep tucked in your pocket, that little bitty string that you think nobody knows you've got that's attached to you, that little thing that you said, I ain't tuck it away in my back pocket. Hey, ain't nothing on nobody. Nobody knows I've got it. Amen. The only thing that matters, nobody else may know about it, but the only one that really matters is the devil. And if he knows you've got some strings attached, he will pull on them just like a puppet. He will pull on them strings. He knows how to get you to do it. He catches you at your weak moment and said, hey, look here. You're around everybody else, so why don't you do it? He'll begin to pull on that string. And before you realize it, you're right back to where you started from. You're right back to where you got delivered from in youth camp, youth retreat, youth revival, youth rally. If you are not careful and if you don't cut everything off, if you don't separate yourself and you leave strings attached, the devil will pull them and you'll find yourself right back up where you started. Amen. No strings attached. If you have strings attached to you, you'll find yourself being pulled back into that old lifestyle that God delivered you from. If you allow those strings to remain attached, there will come a time in your life that it will be said of you, Ben has loved this, Ben Shoemaker. There's several Bens out there. Whew. Amen. Well, just for the sake of, we'll use me. It'll be said of me one day if I'm not careful. Yeah, that old Shoemaker boy. He preached Truth Conference, Truth Retreat. He was youth pastor at Sherman First. He was a pastor's kid. He was on fire for God, but he loved this present world. I mean, it can be said of you that you love this present world. And if you aren't careful, young folks, you can let strings remain attached to you and you'll just be another Demas. You'll just be another young person that got pulled off. You'll be another one that the devil got. You'll be another one that heaven lost. You could be the one that brings revival to your family, but because you left strings attached, Demas got a hold of you. My Lord, help us, Holy Ghost, because you let strings remain attached, the devil will rob you of the victory that belongs to you. He will rob your family all because you left some strings attached. And I would to God this morning that we would get under the Holy Ghost and allow the Lord and the Holy Ghost to set us free, because the Bible said, it was said last night, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And God does not do a halfway job. God doesn't slack. And if God sets somebody free, he does a complete job. There's nothing left. Man, there's nothing left for the devil to grab a hold of. When God sets you free, you are free indeed. It doesn't matter what you face. It doesn't matter what you go through. If God sets you free, there's nothing that can stop you. Woo! Help us, Holy Ghost. Woo! Man, I grew up in a youth group of about 12. I'm the only one left in church. I'm going to be personal here for a minute. There's one, she's living a homosexual lifestyle. Another one gets drunk and parties on the weekends. Another one went off, got out of church, don't want nothing to do with God. Married a guy that wants nothing to do with God. Another one, she started picking up smoking and doing drugs. Another one just called it quits and decided to live a life that was a party life. And I'm the only one left out of about 12 in my youth group that said, I'm going to remain faithful. I mean, there's 11 other Demases in my youth group that I grew up with. They let strings stay attached. And I couldn't tell you where they're at today. All I know is if God had come back right now, they probably wouldn't make heaven. Why, it all started. They left a little bit of string attached and the devil began to pull on it. The devil began to pull them back into it. They got home from youth camp. They went back to school. They got around them friends and their friends began to pull on it. Amen. And then they get home to youth conference and they get delivered again, but then they go right back to where they used to because they didn't cut the string completely. They left strings attached. But this morning, with the help of the Holy Ghost. I want to let somebody know here this morning that you can leave this youth retreat with no strings attached, and you can leave this retreat with complete and total victory on your side, and you don't have to get pulled back. That old lie that the devil says you can't get over that, you'll just have to live with it. No. Because whoever the blood sets free, it wipes away everything. It does a complete job, and so the devil don't know what he's talking about. Amen. But I know what the blood will do for somebody that completely submits their life to the Lord and said, God, get rid of all the strings. God, get rid of all the ropes in my life and let me be pulled by you. You don't have to go back home in that life and get into that lifestyle that you so desperately want out of. You don't have to be pulled back into that thing that all your friends do. You don't have to go back home and go back into the same, because you can leave this week. You can leave this campground today with complete and total victory. Not only will you have victory, not only will you have the deliverance that you need, but the Bible says that you can get the power over all the power of the enemy, that you can go home and you can continue to live a life that's dedicated to God, that's free from stress. That's a life of complete and total victory. And the best part is, you can't help somebody else. Maybe you've got family members that they've got strings in their life. Maybe you've got brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, that they've got strings attached. But the Bible says that you can have enough power that you can reach somebody else, and you can help them get rid of their strings too. Amen. Amen. Brother Zach, if you would. Amen. Brother Adams used the other four boys last night, so I told him I'd give them a break. Amen. He's going to represent, amen, all of you. I'll let you into that. He's going to represent all of you. And I'm almost done. Amen. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Zach here, he represents all of you. He's a young person. He's on fire for God. He's been to youth camp. He's come to Truth Retreat this weekend, and he's gotten help from God. But now he's getting ready to go home. Now he's gotten back with the same old friends that he used to have. He's went back to perhaps where you are the only one serving God. Brother Adams talked about that last night. Excuse me, where you're the only one in your entire family serving God. Some of you are going home back to that. Here he is because, and begins to feel isolated. He begins to feel all alone. He begins to feel like, what's the use? I'm one in amongst so many. I mean, all it takes is one. I mean, you know, old Smokey the Bear, all he ever says, it takes one little spark to spark a whole wildfire. All it takes is one young person to spark a fire inside your youth group. My Lord, help us. My Lord, all it takes is one of you to go back home and say, I ain't doing that no more. All it takes is one of you going to school and saying, I ain't doing that no more. Some of you may know this story I'm fixing to tell. My Uncle Doug Chapman, he pastors in Gilberttown, Alabama. He had a young man, amen, that came to his church. He was 15 years old. He come from a broken home, I believe. Amen. He came to a revival at Uncle Doug's church. He got saved, got filled with the Holy Ghost during that week. The next week at school, he's sitting in math class and his lip began to quiver. The Holy Ghost began to fall in math class. He began to speak in other tongues. The teacher told him, said, go to the nurse's station till you can get all right. Amen. And so he went to the nurse's station, and it just so happened that the nurse's station knew Uncle Doug. So she called Uncle Doug. She said, Brother Doug, one of your young folks is down here and he praying a little bit. He said, well, that's good. Come to find out, he sparked a revival. This was probably 6, 7, 8 years ago. He sparked a revival in that school. That whole school started praying. Revival swept through. Amen. Young folk after young folk started going to church. Uncle Doug got in that church, in that school. And to this day, he's in 4 school districts preaching the word every week, every Thursday in chapel. You say, how does that happen? It wasn't because Brother Torbert went and did it. It wasn't because Brother Tom went and did it. It wasn't because Brother Goodwin went and did it. It wasn't because I went and done it. It was because one 15-year-old boy said, I ain't doing it no more. I'm sick and tired of going through the motions. I'm sick and tired of having strings attached. And he got full of the Holy Ghost and he turned Choctaw County upside down. And the results are still going on today. All because one 15-year-old said, I'm done. Here you are. You're at youth camp. You get delivered. God sets you free, but you leave a string attached. You left something undone. And so you get delivered. You're good. You praise the Lord for us. You're good. You're worshiping. You're doing good. And you go home, but you go home. And then all of a sudden, that little string that you left begins to pull at you. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about this morning. Some of you know exactly how it feels to go back home and be pulled. Over there is victory. Over there is the word of God. Over there is complete and total healing. Over there is the Holy Ghost. Over there is the baptism. And then you get a little bit of lead. You go to youth camp. You get a little bit of leeway, but before you get your complete victory, come on back here. The devil pulls you back in. He keeps pulling at you, and you just finally give in to it. You finally give in to it. Until now, the devil's got you by his side, and he's leading you around like a whipped puppy dog, and you have no joy, no peace, no sleep, no nothing, and you're trying to figure out what in the world is going on. You've got some strings attached. That's what the problem is, but I want to let you know this morning that the Holy Ghost can come by here and set you free, and you can have the liberty to worship, you can have the liberty to dance, you can have the liberty to have whatever it is you need in your life, but you've got to get rid of some strings, because if you don't, you will get wound back up, you will get bound back up, and you won't get freedom because you've got strings. Zach has become another Demas, or a person that has loved this present world. So he'll come by and begin to pull at those strings that are attached to you. The Bible tells us in John that the enemy cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. And that's the ultimate goal of the enemy when trying to get you tangled up with the affairs of this life. Those strings that are attached to you and tries to pull you back in the world that God delivered you from, he does that. Because you're a threat to the kingdom of Satan. You're a threat to his plan. He doesn't like it that there's 80 young folks here serving God. He doesn't like it that you took time out of your weekend when you could have been doing a whole lot of other things to come get closer to God. He doesn't like, you know, I can only imagine what's going through his old mind this morning. He would love for me to sit down and be quiet and shut up. He'd love for you to sit right back there and keep those strings attached. He'd love for you just to sit right back there and say, that ain't for me. But you know exactly who I'm talking to this morning. You know exactly what you're hiding in your life, and you know exactly what you've got to do. But the devil has fought you so hard because he knows that you're the next great evangelist that will come out of this of the States. He knows you're the great next one that's going to bring revival. He knows you're the one that's going to spark a revival in your church. And so that's why he fights you so hard. That's why he's tugging so hard, because he knows if he can keep you bound up, you ain't doing nothing. But this morning, I refuse to let a young person leave bound. I refuse to let someone leave here with strings attached, because I've heard too many stories of young people after young people getting snatched up, getting taken out. I worked for a funeral home. Amen. There in Sherman, and I've buried four people under the age of 25 that committed suicide because they could not handle it no more. Two of them were high school graduates this year. One of them graduated in April. He committed suicide in July because because he couldn't handle the pressures of this life. You want to know what it really was? He had some strings attached and the devil began to pull on him and he had him so tangled up he didn't think he could get out of it. But I wished he'd have come in contact with somebody or another young person that said, hey, I know what it's like to be tangled up. I know what it's like to be pulled. But let me tell you also, I know what it's like to have the blood of Jesus come by and set your soul free and to set you spirit free. I know what it's like. Luke 22 and 31, Jesus told the disciples in Luke, amen, that Satan desires to sift you as wheat, and wants to cause us to be blown about and around and be tangled up and be bound up. Amen. I'm getting ready to wind this up and draw us in this altar. Amen. Come on. You're my little bound up guy. I got you right where I want you. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to have that deliverance. I know your youth group's got it, but you ain't going to have it. I know your church preaches it, but you can't have it. I know your youth pastor said all you got to do is pray, but boy, that ain't going to do you no good. Woo. My Lord, help us, Holy Ghost. I've seen too many young folks, and I don't want to see another one. Rob them of whatever the world, the God's got to offer them. Some of them are friends of mine that I've watched them. I've watched them. They've sold out to the world. They've sold out to a string. They allow themselves to be pulled and they believe the lie that they can't get away from it. They believe the lie that they'll have to live with it. They believe the lie that they're going to be on a string their whole life. Friend, I want to tell you something. The devil is a liar and he's a father of all lies and all he knows how to do is lie. And so my friend, that lets me know that if all he knows how to do is lie, then the opposite of that is true. If he says you'll never get deliverance, then that must mean, Brother Ben Bradley, that God's got deliverance for you. If that God, if devil tries to tell you that you'll always be bound up, that must mean, Brother Lucas, that God's got enough power to set you free. It does not matter how tight bound you are. It does not matter how new the ropes are. It doesn't matter how much you are. There's enough power in the Holy Ghost to set any young person free, to set any man free, as long as he wants it. Amen. Amen. Brother Tarver, if you can help me a minute, you're going to be Jesus. Woo. Not yet. Yeah, we're going to get there. Let me have my rope. Thank you. Stand right there. Let's go over here. Bible says in Luke 22 and 31 that the devil desires to sift you as wheat. And this is really where the Lord began to deal with me last night. I didn't read the whole passage, and I'll read it when I get up there in a minute. But you read Luke 22 and 31, the Bible tells, Jesus is telling Peter, this is right before Peter's getting ready to deny him three times. It's right before he's getting ready to go to the cross. Whew. But here's Peter, and Jesus tells him, he said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, so that way you ain't got to do nothing for God. He could have ended that there. But I purposely left to that last to tell you this. You read that, but I can't remember what grammatical punctuation mark is there. But right after Jesus tells Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, he said, but. The devil wants you, but. Woo-hoo. Man, help us, Holy Ghost. The devil desires to have you so he can sift you as wheat and so he can bind you up. But Brother Barley, God didn't stop there. Amen. The Holy Ghost didn't stop there. He said, Brother Talbert, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. So when the Holy Ghost, while the devil's pulling on you, while the world is pulling at you, Jesus is praying for you. He's going to where you're at, and he's pulling you, and the devil can't do nothing because he's praying for you, and he will loose you that your faith fail not. And I want some of you to know that the devil might be pulling you, but God has prayed for you. You've got a pastor praying, but best of all, you've got God praying for you. Woo! The devil desires to sift you, but God prayed for you. Amen. The devil wants you. He wants to have you. He wants to run your life. But the best thing you've got going for you is God said, I've prayed for you. Woo! I've prayed for you. So your faith fail not. Even though the devil rages, even though the situation's tough, I've prayed for you. He intercedes with utterings that cannot be uttered. So young folks, just like the enemy's devoting his time to destroy you and get you bound up and keep strings attached to you so he can keep pulling you back into what you used to be. Christ is in heaven interceding for you. Christ devotes his life to praying for you. Christ devotes his time praying for you. He's interceding for you at the right hand of the Father. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. You've got somebody fighting for you. You've got a greater power that's pulling at you, and it's the power of the Holy Ghost. Stand with me. If someone wants to come to the piano, I'm about done. Amen. Man, help us, Holy Ghost. The devil will use that string to keep pulling you back, but he will use it as a way of keeping you from obtaining that thing God has for you. Not only will he pull you back, but when you try to get set free, he'll jerk you right back in. But remember, God prayed for you. Remember, God's praying for you. I want to close with this story. This is known as Spurgeon's parable. Mr. Spurgeon, a number of years ago, made a parable. He thought he had a right to make one, and he did. He said there was once a tyrant who ordered one of his subjects into his presence and ordered him to make a chain. The poor blacksmith, that was his occupation, had to go to work and forge this chain. And when it was done, he brought it to the presence of the tyrant, and he was ordered to take it away and make it twice the length. He brought it again to the tyrant and again was ordered to double it. But when he came, and when he had obeyed the order and the tyrant looked at it, he then commanded the servants to bind the man hand and foot with the chain that he had just made. Listen to me. And cast him into prison. And Mr. Spurgeon said that it was the devil, that is what the devil does with mankind. He makes them forge their own chain, and he binds them hand and foot with it and casts them into outer darkness. My friends, that is just what this world does. They get caught up, and that is just what every sinner is doing. He causes them to make their own chain, and then he binds you up with it. But thank be to God, I can tell you of a deliverer, and the Son of God has power to break every chain, every one of those fetters, if you will only come to him. And the best part of that is when you come to Christ, he won't make you do all the work, but while you're coming to him, he will start making his way to you, and he'll get right in between you and the devil and cut him off and untangle you and set you free, and you can leave here shouting the victory, all because Christ got a hold of you and you got it for yourself. And so I want right now, every young person under the sound of my voice, you are fighting with chains, you're fighting with some strings, I want you to come find you a place to pray, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, and you shall be delivered this morning. Come on. I know there's some people out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what it's like to be pulled. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And you know, this rope is a physical illustration, but you know that spiritual rope that's attached to your life. And the Holy Ghost is here this morning saying, if you'll come down there, I'll set you free. If you'll get to where I'm at, I'll set you free. But you've got to get out from where you're at. I know the devil's pulling at you. My Lord. That old pressure you're feeling, that's the devil pulling you. That's that old chain being pulled. But why don't you rebuke the devil? Why don't you begin to put God at his word? Why don't you begin to say, all right, God, I'm trusting you, and get out of your seat and see what God will do for you. I know there's young folks here. I'll come get you if the Lord lays it on my heart. But you know what it's like. These altars is open. There's pastors everywhere. There's youth pastors ready to pray for you. Why don't you trust God? Why don't you let God set you free this morning? God didn't lay this message on my heart for no good reason. He had you in mind when he laid this heart on message on my heart. He saw your face when he laid this message on my heart. He saw every sleepless night that you lay in your bed and wished to God you didn't have no fetters. He saw my... And I feel the Holy Ghost. He saw every time you go to youth camp and you said, I wish your story is based on a wish. Well, I come today to tell you, your life can be based on a promise that is signed and sealed by the word of God. So get out of your seat and come take God at his word. God just gave that altar call, and he wanted to remind you he's still praying for you. So come and get freedom this morning. Come and let God do that work that he just told you that he would do if you would trust him. Get out of your seat right now, and I would run to these altars. I don't care I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through. But God just spoke the word, and he said, if you'll come down and trust me, I will loose you this morning. So come to these altars and trust God this morning. Let's come find us a place to pray. Come on, young folks. Let's take God at his word.
He that the Son has set free, oh, is free indeed. Oh, there'll be no more chains, no more chains. I'm so ready. Whisper, child. chains, no more chains of slavery. For truth at the trial, oh, with the liberty. Oh, yes, he that the Son has set me free is for me indeed. Now I belong to Jesus. I'm a child of the King. I traded filthy garments for a robe of a royalty. The chains that used to bind me, they are laying at my feet. You see, the devil can't make a lock that the Lord doesn't hold the key. He that the Son has set free, oh, is for me indeed. Oh, yes, there'll be no more chains, no more chains of slavery. For truth has triumphed over liberty. Oh, yes, see that the Son has set free. Oh, is for me indeed. Oh, see that the Son has set free. Oh, is for me. There'll be no more chains, no more chains of slavery. For truth has triumphed over the liberty. Oh yes, yeah, see that the Son is set free. Is for me indeed. Now I remember standing on the auction block of sin. Satan controlled me, well, he had the highest bid. But ownership was transferred way back on Calvary. Jesus whispered, child, I bought you, so